Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Dr. Elaine Tong, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This approach will not cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. By combining Chinese medicine with anesthetic techniques, Dr. Tong has innovated a treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a radio show presenting new patients every week to prove that chronic disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly astounding. A century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong has successfully cured a wide spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach, a powerful form of Chinese medicine, is much more effective than acupuncture and herbs. It avoids the use of drugs and their toxic effects by focusing on the cause of a disease and the power of the mind. In this program, you will learn to eliminate chronic diseases by enhancing the mind's healing power. And by adopting a healthy diet and lifestyle, a permanent cure can be achieved. For more information, visit our website at www.drtong.com. That's www.drtong.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome to our show, Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. I'm Dr. Elaine Tong. How are we doing today, Dr. Tong?
Good. Happy New Year.
Yeah, we want to wish everyone a Happy New Year and also want you to know that our mission here on this show is to prove to you, that chronic disorders can be cured without the use of drugs or surgery. And by this, we mean that also after a while, you will not need our treatment. Maybe once in a while, maintenance, kind of like a tune-up for your body.
And whatever you get diagnosed with Western medicine doesn't matter. As long as you were healthy and became sick, we can reverse it and cure your problem.
Mm-hmm. Our number is 714-556-8664. Again, 714-556-8664. Our website is drtong.com, drtong.com. Go on to there to listen to our past shows or radio shows archived on there. We have articles there. We have pictures. We have YouTube videos as well where you can see dramatic improvement from patients after even only one treatment.
And sometimes even terminal patients, like people are waiting for a liver transplant, lung transplant, on dialysis. We can reverse them equally as dramatic with one treatment.
Right. Mm. Last week we had with us Jessica. Jessica suffered from leukemia when she was younger and was placed on chemotherapy and also put on steroid treatment for several years, which caused her joints to basically rot, and she was diagnosed with avascular necrosis, which means that there's no blood supply to her joints. At 16 or 17 in her teenage years, she already had both hips replaced. And by the time she came to us, she's 21 years old now, she had severe knee pain. And all her doctors told her that she would have to have knee replacements at 21 years old.
Again. So every 10 years, you got to replace the knees. This is so ridiculous. The cause is from the treatment itself, okay? And the treatment may not be the one that cures the leukemia. The leukemia could have been cured by herself.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So after the first or second treatment, she had no more knee pain. I mean, that was virtually gone.
And most likely the first.
So now she's on maintenance, and she comes to us every few weeks. Her stress level is very high because she's in school, and with our treatments, her concentration is better. She's handles her stress better. She also had a bout with a flu vaccination where after she was required to take the flu vaccination because she works in the hospital. And the day after she got the vaccination, she became sick. So she came to see us, and after one treatment, she got better.
She was 5 days in bed.
Oh, right. 5 days
very,
in bed.
Very, very sick with no headaches and
sinus
nausea.
Sinus congestion,
chest
nausea,
pain,
right. And after one treatment, by the next day, she was completely better.
Yeah, totally from the flu vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
And the interesting thing is after you clear her problem, she was again forced to have the swine flu vaccine, which she have no symptom from that. That shows that once we clear your health, you can take any amount of toxin. Yeah. So
because after she got the swine flu vaccine, she actually did not get sick from
it. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Because of your treatment. Yes.
Mm-hmm. We also had with us Daoud. He has been a patient of ours for many years. Actually, we haven't seen him in maybe 3 or 4 years.
Yes.
And he came in for a tune-up, basically for he injured himself, I think, because he plays tennis on a professional level. He competes on a professional level, and he's in his 60s. But he also was sharing with us how the treatment helped him in the past with prostatitis, cold hands, cold feet, depression, severe depression, no energy. And if all those symptoms sound familiar to you, actually they're all connected because it has to do with a weak kidney.
So he had to get up sometime 9 to 11 times at night with burning urination, mm-hmm. and he will not come out. And all doctors advise him is don't do anything and do cyst bath. And all those money you pay to doctor and all the tests, okay, and that is the only thing that they can advise you. Dao will say, what good does it do? And instead, he is the number one most dramatically improved patient that we have. Today, he wears shorts. Before, he came to me with first time with long johns and mm-hmm. long sleeve thing and still shaking with cold in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And he was so tired that he had to take a nap before every tennis game. And then he got cramps after 1 hour of game. Now today, he just wears shorts in the winter. Trained 3-4 hours mm-hmm. four times a week, and he just really a phenomenal
case.
Yeah, transformation.
And not only that, he doesn't even really come to get even a tune-up from us anymore.
Right, he doesn't.
Once every few years, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Our website is drtong.com, drtong.com. Let's get to our guests today.
Okay.
I'd like to welcome Jackie and Dave with us now. Welcome, guys.
Welcome.
Hi.
Welcome to our show. Dave came to us first, so why don't we have Dave kind of give a little intro, and then we'll talk about Jackie's story.
Yeah, I was referred to your office by
colleague?
A gal who had been there, who mm-hmm. I work with,
mm-hmm.
and she had, I think, depression for 18 to 20 years and was having a lot of upper back and neck pain.
Mm-hmm.
And since going to your clinic, she was pain-free and, no longer experiencing headaches and upper neck and back pain. So I decided to look at your website, and I thought, well, you know, I'll give it a try because I was having a lot of pain in my feet with plantar fasciitis,
mm-hmm.
Partially separated left shoulder. I was having some issues with that. I've got a back issue too, but the main reason I went in there is just because my health was sliding downhill rapidly, and I'd had a death in the family. My father had died, and then my best friend's wife had terminal cancer, and we found our dog in a swimming pool, and so I had a bunch of emotional issues compounding themselves, and it was it was upsetting me emotionally, and
mm-hmm.
and
so you had depression, and
and that runs in my family. Everyone in our family has had it, and I've had it for probably 20 years as well, and that just aggravated it, made it worse to the point where I emotionally just sort of fell apart, had what I would call a nervous breakdown, where
mm-hmm.
I was trembling on a daily basis and couldn't get any relief from it. And the antidepressants weren't helping me any longer. And
how long have you had that?
The trembling?
Depression, yeah. Huh?
Well, the depression, I'm going to guess, probably 20 years.
Maybe but 20 getting years. Significantly worse the past few years, right?
Because of all the death, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just the events in my life. It mm-hmm. just compounded it, made it worse. And I found that the antidepressants weren't even working anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. By the way, the patient who referred to you, Peggy, she also had severe depression. And after the first treatment, she was much happier. Today, she looks so much younger
than
she ever had. So people hardly can, she said, hardly can recognize her.
Not only that, she's not on any medication either.
In the beginning. Right. She dropped it, yes.
So tell us of your experience with the first treatment.
Well, the first treatment was profound.
Mm-hmm. Good, yes.
Yeah, I mean profound. It was not what I was expecting.
Yes.
As soon as I stood up and got off of the table or the bed, my feet felt like I was wearing brand new shoes. My arches felt great. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I asked Dr. Tong, well, will the pain return tomorrow? And he said no. And I didn't really believe him.
That is not true. Sometimes they do.
And, you know, I get a little soreness here and there when I'm on my feet a lot at my job. But aside from that, no.
Oh, okay.
So that was pretty astounding. Yes. But overall, you know, I felt very calm and very relaxed.
Not as
and
depressed, right?
Centered. Pardon me?
Not as depressed, right?
Yeah.
See?
And for the next few weeks, I felt better. I felt calmer. I had a relapse here and there. But after, gosh, how long have I been there now, Elaine? About 7 weeks or so?
About less than 2 months. You came in November, I think.
Mm-hmm. And once a week only.
Yeah.
And look at the way you feel. The events in your life have not changed. But you feel so much better.
Mm-hmm. I do.
I have people who were abused by their parents and get so sick and so such a grudge. But after, even on treatment, and the attitude is totally different.
Mm-hmm.
The reason is that we put your spirit back into your body. All these events separate your spirit from your body, and that's why you feel depressed. And all the drugs cause a separation even worse. Mm-hmm. So don't take drugs. You know, even if it helps you, eventually it will make it worse.
Okay.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Our website is drtong.com, which is drtong.com. Now, Dave, so...
take any medication still? Or no, we drop?
I am. I'm still on antidepressants. I had my regular physician change that, and I've been on those for a couple of weeks because I wasn't sure if I was going to be completely back to normal, and
you should stop it. Okay, if you know next time after Dr. Lane treat you, call me in and now maybe I can add some more to strengthen you. You should stop it because the antidepressants are bad for your liver and bad for your kidney. Liver qi is most important for depression, and kidney had to do with fear. And so all these medications actually make you weaker, and in the long run, it'd be harder to get rid of your depression. You really should stop all of it. Not kidding.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, Dave, tell us a little bit about your wife, Jackie.
My wife, Jackie.
Maybe we should have her.
Or maybe have Jackie.
She's sitting right here. Yeah. So
Jackie, welcome to our show. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
I am a very high energy, intense,
perfectionist.
Somewhat controlling perfectionist.
You can already tell. He's never met you before, Jackie. You already said it.
From the way you talk.
I think you heard from Dave. I'm definitely always looking ahead, looking around, aware of everything that's going on around me, and definitely kind of responding to it.
Mm-hmm.
Became pretty much disconnected from Dave. I think when his father passed away, I was trying to be there for him, but not smother him. But I knew he was hurting really bad, and he was drifting away from me, and that made it harder for me, so I was pushing him more, and it just got to a really bad point where we were pretty much completely disconnected from each other, and I was not open to him and not opening up to him and giving him the emotions he needed, and it just became a very bad downward spiral for the two of us.
Mm-hmm. How bad?
Really bad.
Yeah.
We pretty much hit rock bottom.
Mm-hmm.
It was either Dr. Tong or divorce. And thankfully, we both chose Dr. Tong.
Good.
And I've
we
been
don't believe
times,
in divorce.
four times. And I feel like a different person.
Ah.
I'm much calmer. I'm opening up to Dave more, which is he's opening up to me more, which is I'm opening up to him more. It's just kind of we're
fantastic.
Feeding positively off of each other now instead of negatively.
Yeah, and you know, when you talk about it, people will not understand because they didn't see you the first time you came.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, Jackie was on the verge of tears, and you were she was so skinny. You were so skinny because you couldn't eat, and she was just completely. I mean, her eyes had no spirit in them.
Well, tell us all the different improvement specifically. Mm-hmm. What happened?
And you had some pain issues too, right?
I suffer from migraines a little bit, so mm-hmm. that has definitely improved. I had some pain in my right arm, which mm-hmm. Dr. Elaine told me was my heart channel, which that made sense since the pain
yes.
started about the time things were getting really bad in our marriage. And
that means a broken heart.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
And it was definitely broken and needed mm-hmm. a lot of mending. So
mm-hmm. so what helped improve? What exactly? Specifically?
I'm just waking up in the morning. I feel happier. I feel more able to talk to Dave. And I think because he's calmer, it's my wall is coming down. I just feel more connected to everything, really.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dave and I work for the same company, so we run the same people, and they've noticed a big change in the both of us. Actually, we have more people that want to come and see you guys than
yeah.
you probably have room for in your appointment book. But
don't worry. We'll hire a porcupine. They'll jump on you. I want to make a comment, okay, on cases like this, okay? Conventional method is try to get a counselor.
Like
okay?
A therapist.
Therapist.
The counselors?
Yeah.
Like therapists.
We're terrible.
You guys
oh,
try
actually,
it?
But Dr. Elaine's been fabulous.
Oh, good. Okay. So she's a counselor, too. How about, did you guys try counseling?
Like therapy?
Therapy?
Yes.
How long?
We tried for about 6 weeks in the springtime and saw somebody else in the fall. Neither person was a fit whatsoever.
You know what?
Was it getting to the root of the problem?
Right.
How many
sessions did you guys have?
I think 4 or 5.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But enough to know that we weren't getting anywhere with that. It's just, and I don't disagree with counseling and certain counselors if you find the right counselor. But for us, it just wasn't. We needed something definitely more intense, something that was going to change ourselves and within our bodies.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
As opposed to just, you know, handing us a sheet of do's and don'ts.
Yeah. Well, I want to make
that
a comment.
The answer.
Yeah, I want to make a comment about that because you were telling me one of them actually was actually maybe taking sides, which is
that's terrible.
Not a good thing to do at
yeah.
all.
Mm-hmm. But let me tell you this way: even if they work so minimally effective. And but that's all American people know, the conventional method. Get a mm-hmm. counselor, a psychiatrist, psychologist, okay? It really doesn't do much good because the problem is mind-body separation.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You as a spirit are not in the body. So it's
right.
so hard for just
yeah.
people.
Even if you know what you're
yeah.
supposed to do, you can't do it.
Yeah.
Right.
So yeah. People say, oh, could be positive. I was depressed for 3 or 4 years. Tell me the deposit, I get so much irritated. I mean,
yeah,
you know,
yeah. Dave probably understands that.
And you know, yeah, okay, exercise. When you have joint pain, how do you exercise? Chest
yeah.
pain, okay? I'll get a heart attack. So if you got chest pain and you can tell me to exercise, so
yeah.
conventional doctor do not. This method is so fast and so effective.
Yeah.
And I remember when I was depressed. And my kids, Dr. Elaine, took a look at me and said, Dad, I think you need a treatment, okay? And when you're depressed, you don't want to do anything. I didn't want to do anything. And when I was in pain, I was always positive. I knew I could get rid of it. When you're depressed,
yeah.
different.
Depression
you're not
is
in the
actually
body.
Worse than even the pain itself.
I found out
yeah,
that you're
is.
Not
yeah.
in the body. It's no control.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I found, too, is... you know, I'd rather have physical pain than I would
exactly.
you know, mental anguish.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to...
Go ahead.
You want to give up, you know? Would you
mm-hmm.
kind of give up?
Oh, absolutely. No, absolutely. And it got mm-hmm. to the point where when you talk about being disconnected, I mean, even I was dropping things, I was bumping into walls because my brain was going in one direction, mm-hmm. my body was going in another, so to speak. And
yes.
It was kind of scary. I mean,
yeah.
That's scary when you're bumping into walls.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and I was breaking mirrors and dropping things on the floor. And, oh yeah,
because you are not in control of the body. You see.
Yeah. Now tell us how is your marriage now compared to even before?
Before you guys get into trouble.
Jackie, you want to speak on that? You want
go
me
ahead.
To?
Speak in.
It's been great, particularly the last couple of weeks, because Jackie's only been there for 3 weeks, and in fact, you know, she was the one who brought it up. I didn't say anything to her about, you know, seeing you guys. She just saw the improvements that I made, so she said, well, maybe I should go. And then she was having a particularly bad day, so, you know, we called Dr. Elaine and, you know, said, can we see you immediately? Because Jackie, I think it would be really good for Jackie to see you, and she did. And, you know, the first week after her first session, I noticed a huge improvement. The second week, it was even bigger, and it was just a calmness in spirit. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she was holding hands with me more and complimenting me more.
Oh, that's great.
Which was, you know, much different than beforehand. And we both just sort of melded our relationship.
More connected.
And it was really just from the mind-body, just being connected, and then the two of us connecting with each other. And, you know, without the treatments, I'm positive we would never have gotten to that position. So
not only that, yeah. Jackie, her eyes are sparkling now.
They are. They're beautiful. Yeah.
Well, I felt kind of dead inside for the most part, too. So
yeah.
That's what we both did. Yeah.
Yeah.
That is such a happy story. Okay. Look at how many treatments you have? 3 treatments or 4 treatments?
Jackie's had 4, but after the 3rd, for sure. I mean, I think that
only was 3 treatments. See, this is why we have a healthcare crisis. No one else knows how to restore health. We only have sickness battling. So the health reform out there, how do you reform health when no doctor knows how to restore health?
Yeah.
Health had to do with this energy from the spirit, the Chinese call qi. Okay, when we speak about broken heart, it's because the heart qi get jammed up. It's not because the organ heart had any problem.
Right, right.
The organ heart had a problem is because the qi does not deliver enough circulation to the heart.
Right. Eventually, if that circulation in the wrist is not opened up, then the heart will be affected.
The physical
deeper,
heart then
right.
will be damaged, okay? Mm-hmm. But before then, it's because the emotional qi
right.
get blocked.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the ancient cultures all observe is a broken heart is because it's energy.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't know about this, so they don't know how to do health. So all we do with government is control, more government control, more government control, and really no improvement in healthcare or reduction in cost.
So is there anything else you guys want to add or kind of share with us about your story? By the way, thank you for sharing it, because it takes a lot to even talk about your problems on the air, you know, in the public. But you're really
much
helping.
Much easier now. Before you will be good.
Well, I guess the one thing I have to say is I wasn't sure that it was going to help our relationship so much. I didn't know. I mean, Dave had mentioned that Dr. Lane had said that they treat a lot of couples, and it didn't really make a lot of sense at that time. But now I can see where both people going in is incredibly beneficial.
Yeah.
Because it's not just one person that's usually having the problems. It's both.
Right.
In one way or the other. So I think having both people going in an emotional depression and situation like that is incredibly helpful.
Yes. And the people listening out there, okay, we can do it almost to any time.
Yeah.
It's easy.
And well, because we talk to them, too. We don't just stick with needles.
You behave. Well, you more needles. More painful shots, okay? You come back next time, okay? Yeah. That's how it works. So you're afraid of the pain, so you can be nice to each other. That's as simple as that.
Well, the first time I walked out of there, my left foot hurt so bad, I could barely walk, and I tried to go to the store on the way home, and that didn't work. And
it was
I like
numb,
to
right?
home and put some warm heat on it, but I found out the next day that was my frustration point, which made perfectly good sense.
Well, you didn't see the sign out front.
Yes,
and wellness, right, Dr. Tong?
Pain center.
And wellness.
Okay. It only hurt for that night, and I was fine the next day, and you don't even think about it because I think the relief I felt just from that alone was huge.
Yeah.
So,
See, that's why we make you so painful. You forget the rest of your pain.
Yeah. My philosophy is no pain, no gain. So that's okay.
We are so happy for you guys. You guys sound so connected.
Yeah, it could be a broken marriage. That's terrible. Because
it was broken, yeah, for sure.
But you really do love each other.
Yeah.
So we do.
So
they're very good people.
Such happy thing to have you back together.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Thanks. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your story with us. I mean,
thank you for being there for everybody.
Yes.
And for us.
Yeah.
You guys
You're
have
welcome,
a great new year. I think you guys are going to have a great year this year.
We are.
We're looking forward
Definitely
to it.
Are.
Okay,
so.
We'll see you soon.
Right.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Bye-bye. You're listening to Freedom from Pain Programs with Dr. Yiwing Tong, MD. I'm Dr. Elaine Tong. If you just missed that show, we had with us Jackie and Dave, a married couple actually who are having marital problems along with their pain issues. And after
big problems.
Huge problems on the verge of divorce. And actually, within less than 2 months, they are so much happier and together and connected. Give us a call, 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Our website is drtong.com, drtong.com. If you missed the show, you can listen to it on our website. It will be up shortly. So I just kind of wanted to add, too, that, yes, we do see a lot of married couples, and it is good to have both of them come see us because then all of their emotional trash can be dumped and taken out. And
usually one come, the rest of the family come.
Oh, yeah.
The kids. No, yeah.
But for them, it was actually very, very dramatic results in a very short time. And I think because they are good people and they both wanted to get better. But like you said, the counseling before was not helping them. Because
counseling is actually kind of a waste of time.
I mean, you know.
Especially by a psychiatrist. They only look at the clocks.
Yeah.
But if the point is that every treatment we have both physical and emotional improvements.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, all the time, actually. Yeah.
Right. I'd like to also add that we're adding a lot of other things to our treatment. In addition to the neurobioenergetics injections and acupuncture, we also have homeopathic injectables that we have been adding to help with anti-aging, as well as homeopathic remedies to help people with high blood pressure.
Anti-wrinkle sprays. Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Diabetes, right. All those things. So we're constantly improving our practice, trying to improve how we treat you to get you healthier, looking younger, feeling better, feeling more connected. So give us a call, 714-556-8664. I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions or would like to make an appointment, call us at 714-556-8664 from Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Again, the number is 714-556-8664, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Join us next Saturday at 4 p.m. on KBRIGHT AM 740. This is Dr. Elaine Tong saying goodbye and have a great weekend.